Welcome back to the Harrogate Family Law Show on Stray FM, and we're looking at inheritance at the moment. So, Ellie, how can I protect my inheritance if I want to do that?
Well, one of the best ways of doing that, of wealth protection, is a prenuptial agreement, commonly known as a prenup. They're not perhaps one of the most romantic topics of conversation just before you're getting married or planning your wedding, but they are increasing in popularity and the courts are increasingly taking them into account in divorce cases. And in the right case, they can be very persuasive as to what the outcome would be on divorce. And in some cases, parties have actually been held to the terms of the prenup. But, and this is the big but, it's important to know that prenups aren't actually legally binding in the same way as a commercial contract is, and it's only Parliament that can change the law. And obviously with the news and what's going on at the moment, I'm not entirely sure there's going to be an appetite to change the law in the near future. But they're being increasingly used by people who want to avoid stressful and costly disputes on a divorce as to who should get what when that marriage breaks down.
So you've sort of given a bit of an explanation as to what it is there. So what is a prenup for anybody that's wondering what it is?
Well, essentially, it's a document that allows you to agree what will happen to assets and income in the event of a divorce, such as the ownership of property and belongings. And the benefit of it is that it can limit the likelihood of potential claims being made and having disagreements about the division of the assets or a financial settlement when the marriage breaks down. If you've already agreed the division of assets before the marriage itself and that agreement remains fair, then the divorce process can be made a lot less stressful and can be more straightforward.
Should everybody have a prenup then? Is it for everybody or should it...
It's not necessarily the super rich and famous that have a prenup. They don't have to be complex documents at all, and very often they're just used to deal with one or two specific issues or assets. So prenups can be particularly useful for people who've got business interests that they want to protect. Cases where you're coming into a second relationship, second marriage, and you've got children from a previous relationship and you want to make sure that your wealth is passed down to them. Anyone anticipating or has already received an inheritance that they want to try and ring fence, and those who are more wealthy than their partner and want to try and preserve that wealth, and very often people who've been married before and have the once bitten, twice shy approach. So viewed from that angle, it can in fact be argued that prenups are a practical part of the marriage process. Because marriage gives parties rights over each other's money and property, a prenup in itself is something that's worth discussing.
Now, I imagine there will be pitfalls as well. We're going to have a look at those next to see if there's any pitfalls to avoid in prenups.